food for the, put in the food for the hog?
No, what you put the food in.
Oh, a trough.
And if you had three or four of those, you'd say you had three or four.
Three or four troughs.
And if you had some hens and turkeys and geese and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you'd say you had to feed the...
Had to feed the flock, the sheep, I mean the turkeys or the chickens or the ducks.
Uh-huh.
Have to feed them all. Of course, you can't feed them together, you have to feed them separate.
If it's time to feed the stock and do your work, you'd say it's...
Time to do up the night work.
And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
Well, when it's been weaned, you call it a yearling calf.
What noise does it make, though?
Oh, it bleats.
What does a cow do?
She lows.
What if she's hungry?
They low for the feed. Her calf bleats for his feed.
What noise does she make if she wants her calf?
She lows for the calf.
And what kind of noise does a horse make?
Well, he nickers.
And how would you call a cow to get her in out of the pasture?
Foo, 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 foo.
What about calling a calf?
Sick calf, sick calf, sick calf, sick calf.
And how would you get the cow to stand still so you can milk her?
So.
What about to move her leg back?
Back your leg. Back your leg. Sometimes you wouldn't back it. You'd have to push it back with your hand or hit it with your hand. And if she's mean about backing, sometimes you'd have to kick them on the leg down here.
Uh-huh.
Shin part of the leg, close to the foot, between the knee and the foot,
uh-huh,
to make them back it.
How would you call a horse in out of the pasture?
Go.
What about to get them to turn left or right?
Do it.
To turn them left or right?
G. Ha. G to the right, ha to the left.
And to get them started?
Get up.
And to stop them?
Woo.
And to back them up?
Yeah, back up. Back up, woo, yeah, back up.
How would you call sheep?
Sheep? Well, sheep, 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 sheep.
What about hogs?
Whoop. Whoop, pig, 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 whoop, whooey.
What about to get them away from you?
Sure.
And how would you call chickens?
Call them chick, 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 chick.
And how would you kill a hog? And what parts of meat would you?
Well, you can hit him in the head with an axe or a sledge, kill him, or you can shoot him, or you can cut his throat, and he bleeds to death.
What parts of meat would you get from the hog? What inside parts do you eat?
Well, you can eat the liver, or you can eat the heart, and some people eat the entrails. You see, you can take the entrails and get all out of them, clean them, and you can take a stick and run in there, and you can turn them the other way and peel this inside off, and you can make... You can put it in salty water and soak it,
mm-hmm,
and you can make sausage. You grind meat, you see, and season it up and put it in that. And
what if you just boil the entrails? What do you say you're making?
Well, you can take the chitlins, call it, mm-hmm, chitlins. You boil it and cook it, uh-huh, that way, or fry it, either one, make chitlins out of it.
Do you ever hear of haslet or horselet?
Haslet. Horselet. Well, now they make hash now. I've heard of hash. Make hash out of meat that way. Of course, you put onions and salt and pepper, or sometimes you put garlic in it and you grind it up,
mm-hmm,
and you make hash meat out of it. Or you can take the liver and make hash meat out of that. That's more of a hash meat than the meat is.
Do you ever hear of making something with the liver and cornmeal?